Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also so for to protect yourself from shaitan, don't follow your convenience. Seek happiness, not necessary pleasure. Be in a state of zikr. Shaitan cannot get closer to you. Shaitan said, لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ I will tempt them all, except the sincere one. I know that I have no handle with them. Be among them. Also, know how he gets to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلَهِمْ عَنْ شَمَائِلَهُمْ وَلَا تَجِدَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ He said the direction where he will be coming from. He will be coming from in front of you, from your back, from your right, from your left. But in reality, you have a sixth dimension, you don't have four. Because there is a still under and there is a still on the top. In these two, he cannot. Why? Because that one, when you make prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in the closest state. And Allah said, none between me and my servant. So every time you make sujood, the shaitan cannot get there. That's under. The second, over your head, when you raise your hand asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, he does not allow the shaitan get between you and between him. So any time you are seeking Allah help or showing a total submission to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not allow the shaitan to get in. If that's the best thing you can do, or that's what the major prevention to them, you better do as much as you can from those. Do as much sujood that you can, and do as much dua as you can. Okay, now, this is how to fight. But we want to talk a little bit now about prevention. To prevent Shaitan from controlling you, you have to know and to deal with him as an enemy.